"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
And it's a big day today. We have another former L.A. City Councilman going to prison. We have Jose Huizar, the latest convicted felon. How about that? Get in line behind Mark Ridley Thomas. Wow. Is this the fourth one, I think, that got indicted and either pled guilty or got convicted? Today, Huizar was sentenced to 13 years in prison. He had a bribery machine going like nobody's business. He was the councilman for the downtown area. And there were a lot of developers who wanted to build a lot of tall buildings downtown. And to get that done, you had to go through Huizar. And Huizar charged a lot of money. And we'll get into the details in a moment. He pleaded guilty to racketeering, tax evasion charges. And this is what he told the judge. "Shiny things were dangled in front of me, and I could not resist temptation. The money, the fancy dinners, luxury flights, it was there for the taking. And I was not strong enough to say no." Well, he missed a few things. Shiny things. Well, it was $1.5 million. In cash bribes. $1.5 million from multiple developers. Gambling chips, luxury hotels, political contributions, and prostitute services. I guess shiny prostitutes were dangled in front of him. Expensive meals and other financial benefits. And you had to pay him the bribes or you didn't get your building built. In fact, the prosecutor said if anyone dared refuse his call to pay bribes, he punished them and their city projects. He threatened developers with indefinitely delaying the projects, put them in financial peril. He had to pay $440,000 in restitution to the city, $39,000 to the IRS. This whole scheme was uncovered beginning 9 years ago in 2015, the FBI got a tip. Huizar was spotted gambling inside a Las Vegas casino. And he and many others in City Hall. City Hall under Garcetti, and it may still be this way, is one of the most disgusting, vermin-infested cesspools you'll ever find in politics. It is so gross. They are the developers. You have to be suspicious of almost all the development in L.A. because you literally couldn't get anything done. without paying Weezer, because not only was he the councilman for the downtown Los Angeles district, he was also in charge of the council's planning and land use management committee. So any kind of large-scale development project in Los Angeles had to run through Weezer. That's how he ended up with $1.5 million in bribes. This is what they do. Now, remember Mitch Englander? He pleaded guilty in 2020. He had a trip to Vegas in 2017. He got cash envelope in a casino bathroom, and he got hookers, too. He represented the Valley. I sat next to that guy. Ew! Here's another one. George Esparza, a former Jose Weezer aide. He would carry liquor boxes full of cash. He's going to be going to prison. Another developer, a former lobbyist, a land use consultant, a Chinese-based real estate company, Weezer's older brother, Salvador, all have pleaded guilty or been convicted by a jury. There's still another guy out there, Garcetti's deputy mayor, Raymond Chan. He's facing bribery charges, racketeering, wire fraud. Last year, his case was declared a mistrial because Chan's lawyer ended up with a medical emergency and he couldn't work anymore. So they had to start all over again. There's one guy who they may never get, a Chinese billionaire developer named Wei Huang. He helped Weezer get $600 to pay off an aide who accused him of sexual harassment. Yes, I remember that case. Weezer was messing around with one of his aides and while he was married, and she made a sex harassment threat, and he had to get money to shut her up. So he went to this Chinese billionaire to get the money. The Chinese billionaire on the run, probably back in China, considered a fugitive by the Department of Justice. And Weezer was running a vast criminal enterprise, lobbyists, real estate consultants, and others. And if you wanted to build your building, you had to pay him. He got bribes from downtown developers. There was one 77-story hotel tower that was planned for Figueroa Street, another 20-story building for Olympic Boulevard, a 35-story tower in the Arts District. This is all from the LA Times. Then there was another one across from the LA Live Entertainment Complex. Remember when downtown was being built up like crazy, modernizing and vastly improving the downtown until they gave it over to the vagrants, the mental patients, the drug addicts, and the criminals? Yeah, there was a brief period of renaissance. Well, you only get that done if you pay Jose Weezer lots of money. And you can pay him in cash or hookers. And meals and liquor. Now, it's really funny is Weezer's political friends writing sob story letters asking for mercy from the judge. You know, I didn't know this. I forgot this. Weezer used to be on the LA Unified School District Board. In fact, he was the president. Had that happen? How did a crook like him? He was just on a seat. He had a seat on the board of the LA Unified School District. And so the former school board president, Monica Garcia, called Weezer a trailblazing board member who built scores of new campuses. Oh, gee, did you have to pay him to get a school built too? Anybody ever check into what he just started as a councilman, starting to take bribes, never took any bribes when he was on the school board? Weezer got his mother, Zedra, saying that her son routinely helps her with the dentist, her heart doctor, her optometrist, her prescriptions, and other medical needs. So don't put him in jail. You know, a lot of us took care of our mothers when they were old and sick, and we didn't take $1.5 million worth of bribes because he'd punish the developers who wouldn't pay the bribes. This is how the city ran. Weezer's lawyers claimed that Weezer devoted himself to public service at great cost to himself and his family. Get out of here at great cost. That's $1.5 million profit. Oh, defense lawyers are the worst. Although there was one line they put in their plea, which cracked me up and pissed off some of the other council members. The lawyers wrote it was easy for lines to get blurred, and they did. This was not true only for Wezar, but almost certainly remains true for virtually all the elected officials in L.A. and beyond. So, number one, taking bribes is blurring lines. See, it's not extortion, right? I mean, this is extortion. If you don't pay me the money, you don't get your project built. I mean, he was out to ruin developers if they didn't play ball. But the second part of that, it almost certainly remains true for virtually all the elected officials in L.A. So the lawyers are saying that all the other city council members and all the county supervisors, they're all taking bribes too. They just haven't been caught. And wouldn't you think that all the council people knew Wezar was taking these big bribes? I mean, he was in charge of the committee to get these building projects approved. They must have known. He was always going to Las Vegas. His aide is walking around with liquor boxes of cash. The council president, Paul Krikorian, got angry with the lawyer's claim, saying it's complete rubbish. It's shameful to equate these crimes with anything that would be seen as being normal in City Hall. I don't know. You've got four council people going to prison? Well, not to mention that whole group that was caught in that taped conversation where they were insulting all the different minorities in Los Angeles. I mean, that's three more of them. Then you add Bonin, that's eight. Wow. So Krikorian actually is outraged that people think the city council takes bribes. Really? Of course, a lot of politicians in L.A. take bribes. You can't get business done otherwise. Of course they do. Maybe Paul Krikorian doesn't.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
Just one more thing about Jose Wezar, the L.A. city councilman, former. He got 13 years in prison today for bribery because he had developers pay him $1.5 million in bribes, and he was getting hookers and dinners and casino chips. I mean, everything. You know, he got the grand package. He got the VIP package for his bribery and extortion. The L.A. Times, this is not going to surprise you. Let me just call this up here a second. The L.A. Times obviously endorsed him for city council. I've got a story here from October 21st, 2005. Okay? I went through the list of bribery charges in the last segment and the winnings for Jose Wezar. And back in 2005, the Jose Wezar, president of the Los Angeles Unified School District, the Times endorses Wezar. Wezar has served on the school board during a period of rising student scores. Oh, yeah. It was because of him. Did anyone ever do better on a test because of who was on your local school board? How does a crook on a local school board raise your kids' test scores? But this is the El Segundo Times here. Listen to this about Wezar. He'd been a land use attorney and has a background in urban planning. Here's Jose Wezar's urban planning idea. You give me $100,000 and a couple of hookers and a weekend in Las Vegas, and I'll let you build a tower. That's his urban planning. Yeah, he did a lot of studying of which towers would be just right for the neighborhood, didn't he? And Wezar, oh, look at this, has the endorsements of 10 of the current 13 members of the city council, an obvious advantage in working for them. I'm sure he taught many of them how to get those Las Vegas deals with the hookers. He made $1.5 million. Does Paul Krikorian know this? That 10 city council members at the time endorsed Wezar, and we're to believe that all the rest of the city council members are pure as the driven snow? course, the LA Times endorsed him. We believe Jose Huizar. Well, let me set this up right. The question is, between Huizar and his opponent, which candidate would work most effectively in the modern political culture of Los Angeles? We believe Jose Huizar is that candidate. And I guess they're right in a way, because the modern political culture of Los Angeles is nothing but corruption. Nothing about developers building office towers and residential buildings, and the councilman gets big money and hookers. That's our modern political culture. All right, we come back. Oh, yeah, yeah, this story. Did you hear about this Newport Beach doctor? His name is Dr. William Thompson IV. Maybe the first three were better. He had patients at Hoag Memorial Hospital and also had a private practice in Newport Beach. Last year, he was accused of abusing 9 patients. Well, now 73 more are accusing Thompson of abusing them, too. This is a 730-page lawsuit. Said he was abusing people from 2011 until 2023, and this was going on at Hoag Hospital, and I imagine at his private medical offices, yes, and at his home. Ay, ay, ay. He had patients coming to his house for invasive medical tests. And we're going to have Morgan Stewart from Manley Stewart & Finaldi. They're representing the 73 claimants. Morgan's second appearance just this week.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
By the way, we're going to have Daniel Gus, independent journalist here in Los Angeles, and he's going to be with us about an hour to talk more about Jose Huizar, another city councilman going to prison, 13 years, $1.5 million in bribes and hookers. Let's talk now with Morgan Stewart. He's with the law firm of Manley Stewart & Finaldi. They are specialists in sexual abuse cases, and we got a whopper here. There's a Newport Beach doctor, William Thompson IV, and he was charged in September with a dozen felonies, abusing nine patients. And now 73 more patients have come forward. Same thing, sexual abuse. And Morgan Stewart and Morgan Manley Stewart and Finaldi are representing these claimants. Let's get Morgan on.
Having me on.
Hey, thank you for coming on here. Boy, I tried reading some of the legal documents. This is disgusting what he was doing. I mean, really, this is extremely graphic. I can't read this stuff. Can you give us an idea of what he was doing so that people understand? I don't expect this sort of thing to be going on in Newport Beach.
Yeah, you don't expect it in Newport Beach, Orange County, and, you know, a Hogue-affiliated doctor. But it was happening, and it was happening for over a decade, based on everything we know. So he would he was doing unnecessary and repeat prostate exams, touching of genitals. He was doing it to patients who were incapacitated. He was tying treatment, giving out prescriptions to individuals who would return to his office and undergo these unnecessary procedures. He was doing it without gloves on.
Wow.
Repeatedly, story after story, he says this would happen. They turn around and he would have a clear erection that he was showing to his patients. And then he would follow up and try and engage them in sexual behavior.
I always ask this question, and I say this, you know, with understanding that if my doctor showed me his fully erect penis, I'm out of there so fast. I mean, and I'm taking a shot at him on the way out. I don't understand how people continue treatment with doctors who are exposing themselves and sexually abusing them.
Well, you have to understand the context in which this was happening. This doctor was an infectious disease doctor. He's one of the very few doctors that these individuals could go to for infectious disease. So they're beholden to him. I mean, when I say he tied prescriptions to them returning to the office, these are life-saving prescriptions. These are prescriptions that are necessary for daily function. And lots of them had no choice. And he would do this under the context of, oh, you know, this was an accident. This shouldn't have happened. But he'd do it over and over again.
So the story says
and then he'd invite him to his house.
And they'd go over his house?
Yeah, he would repeatedly invite patients to his home office to get treatment at his home office. And, you know, there are patients that, again, this is the only option for them.
We should point out that he was a specialist and he treated mostly gay men diagnosed with HIV/AIDS. So these were potentially very, very sick men. And, you know, there's only a few drugs that work. And so they relied on Thompson for the treatment and the prescriptions.
Yep, absolutely. But he didn't limit himself to just gay men. He went after straight men. Straight men treated with him as well. He went after patients in the emergency room at Hogue Hospital. I mean, he was prolific. He didn't stop. He went. It didn't really matter what environment he was in. It was automatic, unnecessary treatment.
Okay. Hogue Hospital is a major hospital in Newport Beach. How do you do this to at least, 73 plus 9? That's 82 patients at minimum, right? There's probably more.
We're going to file shortly over 90.
Okay. How do you do this for 10 years at a major hospital, 90 patients? Really graphic things. Some of this stuff's really disgusting. I can't read it on there. How do you do that without whoever's running the hospital taking that guy and driving him out of the country? I don't understand. How has this not been reported to the police? And this, I just don't get it.
That's precisely the point, John. I think there were red flags. I think there were plenty of, this is behavior. We believe and that ultimately a doctor affiliated with Hogue reported him that led to his arrest. But we believe there were multiple other instances of patients as well as other administrators and physicians raising questions about his conduct with patients, and nobody pursued it.
So you think administrators at Hogue knew that this was going on and they just ignored it?
I think administrators got enough notice, and I think it will prove this through the litigation, that there were bright red flags that should have said, we need to stop this guy from being affiliated with our hospital. We needed to report him to the medical board. We need to report him to the police, and nobody did it.
So he's being sued. Is Hogue being sued as well?
Hogue is being sued as well.
Boy, they're not going to want all this stuff. Well, it already is on the record. If you read the complaint, this is pretty graphic. It's so shocking, so overwhelming. I'm just amazed at all these institutions. We just talked about this a few days ago.
Yeah, I feel like we were just visiting a different institution just a few days ago, yes.
Wow. So has Hogue Hospital had a response to this?
No, they were just recently served, and we have not received any response.
I mean, he was examining all the body parts in an abusive manner.
He was doing prostate exams on 25-year-olds repeatedly and telling them it was medically necessary. What 25-year-old do you know needs repeated over the course of months? Repeated prostate exams. I don't know any 25-year-old that needs prostate exams.
And I guess the average person just doesn't know that, huh?
He told him it was not medically necessary. He told him it was necessary to give him that for his prescriptions. He was doing swabs that were not necessary. He was doing it without gloves. These steps that are being reported to us had nothing that we can tell related to any medical treatment, and yet he was doing it. We're up to over 90 at this
point. He's 56 years old. I mean, he's been around a long time. I mean, he didn't just start this in the last 10 years. He might have been doing this for 35 years.
Multitudes of hundreds of victims, ultimately.
Unbelievable. I'm not surprised there are some weird perverts in the world with sick desires and fantasies. I'm just so shocked that they get away with this for decades and their victims end up in the hundreds. It overwhelms me how everybody just looks the other way. Everybody's afraid. All you got to do is make a phone call. All you got to do is call the police, call them anonymously.
Hey. We talked about this a few days ago.
I know.
I mean, not making the phone call makes you liable, whereas making the phone call doesn't make you liable. And yet, it doesn't only happen.
And they don't want to do anything because they don't want the bad publicity. But they always end up with mountains and mountains of bad publicity, and they end up losing billions of dollars in some cases.
Yep.
Wow.
I agree. Logically, it makes no sense but as I told you the other day, we are rational people. This is not a rational world.
No, it's not. I don't know why I keep hoping that it is or that it will be. It's never going to be. All right. Listen, thanks very much.
I appreciate it, John.
Morgan Stewart from Manley Stewart and Finaldi. If you're just joining us, eeks. Dr. William Thompson IV. I hope you didn't go to him, but he was a doctor in Newport Beach, Hogue Memorial Hospital, and also a private practice in Newport Beach. And he was originally charged with a dozen counts of sexual abuse back in September. And now 73 more patients, for a total of 82 at the minute, are accusing him of sexual abuse as well. And it's pretty, and a lot of them were gay men with HIV/AIDS, and they needed special medication. And he was, I guess they thought, the only game in town for this. That's unbelievable. What is going on with administrators? Schools? Churches. What was the thing we did the other day with him? I don't even remember. All these things blur together. Oh, it was a school. It was the guy who was handing out semen cookies to his kids. That story came back because they found more victims. That was LAUSD. Oh, you have no idea how much of your tax money LAUSD has paid out because their teachers have been diddling children for decades. But everybody puts up with it.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Another candidate running to replace Gascon as LA County District Attorney. If you watched the debate, you may remember it's another judge, David Milton. We have three judges, either current or former, running. And David Milton is also running for LA County District Attorney. And we'll talk with him after the 2 o'clock news with Deborah here on KFI. You guys want to play? Deborah, you want to play a game? Eric's not here today.
I'd love to play a game, John.
Okay. Do you remember years ago, Tim Conway used to have a game called What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say?
Yes, I do.
That was a very funny game. Well, this will be, if he doesn't mind us stealing the premise, What the Hell Did Joe Biden Say? He was at a brewery yesterday in Wisconsin. Was it Wisconsin?
I believe so.
Yes, it was in Wisconsin. Sure, that's all they have there, breweries. Anyway, here is a clip, and let's try to guess what he's saying.
The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer here in this refinery. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why he's saying that.
Well, I heard beer brewing here.
Uh-huh. Let's play it again.
The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer here in this refinery. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why he's saying that.
Yeah, that was a little rusty. A little rough.
Rough and rusty.
Yes. But I got the gist of it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to be nice here. I'm supposed to be objective, right?
Well, you're objectively trying to decipher
right. So
what the president is saying. Yeah.
There's beer brewing here.
All right, let's hear it one more time because I looked up what that White House put in the transcript because they have to clean up what he says for the official record, and that in itself is funny. So play the clip again.
Beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer here in this refinery.
Beer brewed here.
Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why he's saying that.
Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why. And now the crowd is laughing. And what are they laughing at? Are they laughing at because he's making no sense? Or did they hear a joke? Or
I think it's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable?
Everybody. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, they cleaned that up too. I'm gonna read what the White House official transcript is, and then we'll play it again. And by the way, it used to make the beer brewed here. It used to make the brewed beer here in this refine. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wondered why. Inaudible. All right, play it again.
The beer brewed here, it is used to make the brew beer here in this refine. Oh, Earth Rider, thanks for the Great Lakes. I wonder why he's saying that.
So what they do in the transcript is they either put in the word inaudible or they have dashes, like because they can't figure out what's going on. But you know, what they ought to write is, you know, Biden has a dementia attack, unable to continue, not making any sense. Later on, he says, look, 14 million new jobs since I became president, and they applaud. Yeah, he created 14 million jobs. 169 new jobs in Wisconsin. And they put the word thousand in parentheses. He skipped over that. So he was claiming 169 new jobs, 169,000. And at one point he says, my professor, well, I won't get into my professor. And everybody laughs. But what he meant to say was predecessor. But twice he called Trump professor. And the fact is, well, I won't get into it, but I don't want to get going. And they laughed at that as well. Now, on the other side came out that Trump has to pay E. Jean Carroll. She was a magazine writer, among other things, in New York City. He's got to pay her $83 million in this defamation case. He lost a lawsuit by E. Jean Carroll some months back And it was, she claimed that he ran into her at a department store in the women's department, and he forced his way, he forced himself upon her and sexually assaulted her in a dressing room. And then he denied it, claimed she made up the story that he never met her, didn't know her. There's pictures of the two of them at some event. So they knew each other. And then she sued him for defamation because he kept saying that she was lying about it. And then he lost that, and he was told to stop, and he kept claiming that she was lying. So she sued him again. And now the jury, they went nuts. $83 million in compensatory and punitive damages. So that's the big story of the hour. So you have Biden on the one hand, who was speaking in gibberish. And it was almost like a foreign language. Trump, on the other hand, just another day, $83 million in damages over a sexual assault case from 1995. This is the choice. Is this really going to hold for the next 9.5 months? Is this really is it, huh? There's a huge crowd in New York, lots of cameras. E. Jean Carroll is coming out of, this is a live shot, came out of the courtroom, is trying to get into an SUV waiting for her. And there's a tremendous push of press and the public. And cameras are flashing.
There's it's a mob scene.
It is
there.
Really a mob scene. I guess word spread pretty quickly that he just got hit with an $83 million bill.
Are we going to hear from him?
He stormed out. He was giving a statement. I think he lasted. He was giving a statement, and then there was another day of the case, and he was there 3 minutes.
That was yesterday.
Out. Yesterday,
and
right?
Then today he also left and came back.
Yeah. And he at times has gone to an extreme saying that I don't know this woman. I never met her, even though there's evidence that they did meet. She had a detailed story about whatever happened in the dressing room. I'm not going to get into the sexual act, but apparently there's some kind of penetration. I had enough after the last.
Yeah, I know. Right. Let's go easy.
I mean, this is disgusting world. What you meant?
Did I say that?
Yes, you did. you can't utter an opinion.
Well, we're talking about men. We're not talking about women right now, right?
That is correct. Yes.
Okay.
But that sounded.
So there was no opinion.
That sounded like a sweeping indictment. There, just those two words, "you men," sounded like we're all included. All right. So coming up after 2 o'clock, we're going to be talking to one of the judges who is running against. Who's running against George Gascon for district attorney. His name's David Milton. And we will talk to him next. Candidate for L.A. County District Attorney. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.